Thanks for joining us once again here on The Good Stuff and for listening to this local radio station. Something today on the program from James Chainley on Facebook that I'm going to share with you coming up. Kim,
well,
did you find something?
Good. I did find something. The Player, it's called.
Oh, okay.
Yep. A little story, it looks like.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board inviting you to visit Cherry County and the Valentine area. If you want to see some waterfalls, we have Nebraska's tallest waterfall. And no, that's not a joke. There is a waterfall. Smith Falls State Park, just east of Valentine on the scenic Niobrara River.
And it's beautiful.
It's beautiful, and it's taller than me by about 30 feet.
Oh, yeah. It's really big. It's pretty awesome.
And you can also check out Fort Falls, Berry Falls, Snake Falls, Horseshoe Falls. Yes, there's a whole bunch of them out there. And bird watching extraordinaire out at the Valentine National Wildlife Refuge. Check it all out at visitvalentine.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News. If you're going to talk ranching, you know what you need to have in your hand? You need to have Tri-State Livestock News in one of them and a cup of coffee in the other, because you're going to want to settle in and catch up on what's going on in the world of ranching. Cattle, horses, rodeo, all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News.
Well, if you're aging, and I think we all are.
Everybody is. Everybody who isn't, please raise your hand.
James Chainley put this on Facebook a while back. I asked a friend who has crossed 70 and is heading towards 80 what sort of changes he's feeling in himself, and he sent me the following list. After loving my parents, my siblings, my spouse, my children, and my friends, I have now started to love myself. I have realized that I am not Atlas. The world does not rest on my shoulders. I have stopped bargaining with vegetable and fruit vendors. A few pennies more is not going to break me, but it might help the poor fellow save for his daughter's school fees. I leave my waitress a big tip. The extra money might bring a smile to her face. She's toiling much harder for a living than I am. I stop telling the elderly that they've already narrated that story many times. The story makes them walk down memory lane and relive their past. I've also learned not to correct people, even when I know they're wrong. The onus of making everyone perfect is not on me. Peace is more precious than perfection. I give compliments freely and generously. Compliments are a mood enhancer, and only for the recipient, not only for them, but for me. And a small tip for the recipient of a compliment. I have learned not to bother about a crease or a spot on my shirt. Personality speaks louder than appearances. I walk away from people who don't value me. They might not know my worth, but I do. I remain cool when someone plays dirty to outrun me in the rat race. I am not a rat, and neither am I in any race. I am learning not to be embarrassed by my emotions. It's my emotions that make me human. I have learned that it's better to drop the ego than to break a relationship. My ego will keep me aloof, whereas with relationships, I will never be alone. I have learned to live each day as if it is the last. After all, it might just be the last. I am doing what makes me happy. I am responsible for my happiness, and I owe it to myself. Happiness is a choice. You can be happy at any time. Just choose to be. I decided to share this with all of my friends. Why do we have to wait to be 60, 70, or 80? Why can't we practice this at any stage and any age in life? From James Chainley today here on The Good Stuff.
So were all you youngins listening to that one?
You youngins, yeah.
Yeah.
Back in my day.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here we have, as I mentioned, the player. So here we go. The man brought the four cards, the four boxes of candy, and the four sets of flowers up to the cashier for checkout. The cashier rolled her eyes at him as she looked at his wedding band and mumbled, "These players make me sick." This caused everyone else to look at the man funny too, so the man responded, "One set is for my mom because my dad passed away and he used to do this for my mom, and he taught me how to give love. The next set is for my wife because I love her and she teaches me how to receive and treasure love. And the third set is for my daughter because it's up to me to teach her how she should be treated and who she should give her love to. And you can have my fourth set because I just wanted you to know that a man can show you love and understanding and not want anything from you. Have a blessed day." She melted. And everyone else did too.
And that's The Good Stuff.